I won't deny that something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The IVS somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Though at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst enemy. Well, all right, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
those cold cuts. She loved that deviled ham. Left me for another, but just about all I can.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
Thank you. Can you lift this box for me?
Oh, sure, Sandy.
Thank you.
Are your joints trying to tell you something?
Hey, Ned, how about toss me that pencil?
No problem.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
The fact is, for healthy bones, joints, and muscles, weekend exercise just isn't enough. You should exercise a total of 30 minutes every day.
Hello. Oh, sure, Tim. I'll walk right over.
Try jogging or going for quick walks or taking the stairs instead of the elevator.
Be right there, Tim.
For more ideas on building a healthier body, call 1-800-824-BONES or visit aaos.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. We keep you well connected.
Bye-bye, Ned.
Oh, bye, Sandy.
Pretend till we meet our end. I fell in love with you and your evil grin, the way you danced with me, the way you let me in, and though it was only for a little while, I'm a little too late in the body major wild. We ran with the tides, we didn't notice, but the moon was like a knife, the way it cut to make a ghost with the black hair blowing in the wind. You think you saw her standing there, but your eyes are playing tricks again. Something's happening when I sleep. When I wake, I have dirty face, and my throat is so sore from screaming. Must be these bad dreams I'm dreaming. Must be just a dream, but there's bones in my teeth. Something's happening when I so sore from screaming. Must be these bad dreams I'm dreaming. Must be just a dream, but there's bones in my teeth. Something's happening when I tracks for many miles. Just be careful, baby, the body may be wild.
Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.